Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Okay, today's show, I'm very excited because we're taking your calls. That's right, answering your questions live, and I'm so excited. So the topics include, when should you take a manatorium, you know, a break from men? How long should you really wait to have sex? When is a good time to tell your partner about your sexual need? So thanks everyone for listening. You know how I'm always encouraging you to get a little more adventurous in the bedroom? Well, our friends at Sport Sheets, you know, the ones who pioneered easy-to-use bondage gear, have just released the perfect products for your next adventure, the all-new Midnight line. Midnight is a collection of sophisticated, playful, and adventurous accessories like lace cuffs, blindfolds, and one of our favorites, a lace collar and leash. Hey, producer Madison, remember that time I led you around the trade show wearing one? How was that for you?
You know, surprisingly good. It's really comfy. I liked it more than I thought I would.
I know, right? Fun for everyone. Want to turn up the adventure dial a little more? No problem. Midnight has a whole selection of high-quality nipple clamps that not only feel amazing, but are really beautiful, too. Hey, producer Madison, remember that just kidding. Okay, don't underestimate a little nipple play. Trust me. Each item in the Midnight collection is made from the highest quality materials. Everything is nicely weighted and feels amazing to use. These are really the perfect way to bring a little special twist to your sexy playtime. Sport Sheets has been keeping couples connected for more than 20 years, and the Midnight collection is their latest masterpiece. To check out this or any of the other fun Sport Sheet products, click the Sport Sheets banner on my website or visit sportsheets.com. That's sportsheets.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out everything there. You can easily subscribe to the show. We so appreciate when you subscribe on iTunes and review us. You can also listen on Spotify and SoundCloud and all those places. It just really helps the show when you subscribe and it makes it easier for you.
And it makes it a lot easier for you because it actually keeps your place in the episode. So if you have to like run into the house or you have to stop listening for whatever reason, you push pause and it's there for you.
Exactly.
When you come back.
And if you don't subscribe, you can't go back to where
you
were.
Go back to the beginning.
Also, check out, you can follow me on all social media at Sex with Emily across the board. I've really been enjoying Snapchat lately and Instagram stories and all that stuff and facebook.com/sexwithemily. Anderson, good to see you.
Good to see you, Ems. Looking good, as always.
Thank you, honey. You too.
Thanks.
Happy October.
Happy October.
And you know, this month is all about freaky stuff, like Halloween. People are into like costumes.
So fucking weird, man. Because it's all like rotting corpses and the devil and you know, like ghouls and skeletons all over the place, right? And then like 6 weeks from now, it's all like cupids and angels and mangers.
What would aliens think? I don't know if they came down from the planet another.
It is really odd that it's like polar opposites 6 weeks apart.
It is odd. You're right. And I like Halloween, but we
get to dress like a slut.
Dude, I do that every day. Yeah. But here at Texas Emily, we decided that we're going to go in the other direction of freaky, and we're taking the freak out of freaky sex.
Love it.
You know why? Because people feel so much shame. You hear our callers and our listeners, confusion, embarrassment about what they want behind their bedroom doors with their clothes. And I don't want you guys to feel bad about what turns you on. I don't, I'm the least that you know.
I never say a bad word. I don't judge.
I don't. I'm open. And I want you to fully embrace yourself too. And we're looking at ways you embrace yourself.
It's like confession almost. And you're going to make them feel like not guilty. It's like opposite of confession. Yeah, they're going to come confess to you and you're going to go, you're great, my child. Yeah, you don't have to do any whatever rosemaries or what do they do? What do they do in the Catholic?
I'm Jewish.
Yeah, I'm not Catholic. I'm not you. Hell, you don't know. No Hail Marys for you. Actually, go home and do
rosemaries.
I'm not a Catholic person.
Right, exactly. Bloody Marys.
I've never done confession. I want to do that one day.
But we're looking at all ways, you know, this month that you explore sexuality, fetishes, fantasies. No matter what you're into, it's all good and we don't judge. So check out the website for blogs, social media, all about things kinky and things interesting and things sexual. We won't judge you. And we're doing a month. I keep saying that because I won't.
Come confess to Emily and she'll send you off to have like two Bloody Marys.
Well, it's not a confession. Here's the thing. Doing a month-long giveaway, just all you got to do is email. You can be a confession if you want, but what's your hottest fantasy? Like that one go-to thing that always turned you on? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, and you can win one of three sexy prizes. Of course, one is an original magic wand. And we got a few others. It's going to be fun. You can change your name.
It's original.
The original, baby.
So is it used?
Yeah, it's my OG.
It's not your original.
Yeah, it's good. It comes in a plastic bag, ziplocked, steam wrapped, freeze dried.
You know what? I hate to say it, but that one probably would be worth more with your audience.
Do you think I could sell it on eBay?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe buy a house eventually?
I don't know about a house, Sam. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but I think you could sell one of your own personal used vibrators.
I have so many in the garage. If you want
to,
I'm just kidding.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, because I didn't have room in the house for all of them. I just have to get rid of the ones I don't use anymore, but that's neither here nor there. How are you doing, Anderson?
I'm doing good. My baby is probably here.
Right.
And my other baby.
Is nice of you to do the show while your wife's in the hospital.
Isn't that nice?
It's like, do any minute.
He could be here right now. I wouldn't even know. Actually, my phone's on vibrate, so it might buzz at any minute here. And also, groupersthemovie.com is live and it's going very, very well. And I could use your help. And you have a perk on there too, Em.
I do.
Come have brunch with Emily and her team and I.
Yep, it's going to be fun. We are doing a special brunch. We'll have some Bloody Marys. Speaking of which, mimosas.
Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Of course, Anderson. I'm always supportive of you and so happy for you.
So there's very limited number of perks for the lunch with Emily. And it is a little pricey, but it's good because we're going to show you a good time. I'm going to pick up the tab and we're going to have mimosas and talk sex and relationships and movies. And it's going to be
I'm going to give you a used vibrator.
No used vibrators, all new vibrators.
Such a good idea. I was going to bring a new one, but
there's tons of little fun, easy perks too. If you just want to give a couple bucks, every bit counts. Groupersthemovie.com. Thank you so much for helping me, everybody. The movie's important too. It's going to be an important movie. It's all about homophobia and gay bashing and hate speech and about squatters' rights.
Yeah. Wow, Anderson, so political. I'm really proud of you. I really am. We talked a lot about you doing this and this has been a big year for you.
You've been a huge part of this, Emily, and you've been such a great supporter throughout all of this. You're so, every time I'm feeling down, I'll talk to Emily about, you know, the process and she's like, you're doing so good. You're great. So thank you very much for being my friend and for helping me with all this. And I really mean that. You're the most supportive person other than my wife in my life. You really are. You're number two. You're the second most supportive person. I hope my mom never hears this, but it's true.
That's really sweet. I almost got cried if I was a crier.
You actually are tearing up a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. That's really sweet, Anderson.
You're having your period?
Because I just believe, no.
Because you're having your period? Is that why?
I'm PMSing right now. No, I'm actually not, which is weird because I usually don't cry. Anderson.
You really
are. Because I love you. You're very supportive as well. You're a great friend.
Let's talk sex.
Wow,
let's talk sex in the news.
I'm all
you got
emotional
any sex
now.
In the news?
Sometimes I cry during sex. I do have sex in the news. Okay, yes. I've got some sex in the news. All right. Which political party hates condoms, loves one-night stands, and oh, so much more? There's an infographic from Skin Condoms, which breaks down sexual habits of both political parties. We are in the political season. It's great. It's great and all, but which party are you in if you're a condom-hating, one-night stand, having threesome-loving, sexual tyrannosaurus who can't be placed in normal societal buckets?
What?
I don't know. Who are you? So here we go. It's the 2016 Millennial Sex Survey Election Edition. This is from Skin Condoms, mm-hmm. which are actually my favorite condoms.
Right. S-K-Y-N. S-K-Y-N.
Yeah, you learned so much on this show. Okay, 60% of Democrats use condoms versus 46% of Republicans. Uh-huh. This is real, dude. When it comes to role play, Democrats prefer to play sexy strangers, mm-hmm. while Republicans prefer to play out a sexy stripper scenario. Mm-hmm. Would you have thought that?
Yes.
You would have thought sexy strippers.
I would have thought that because it's less conservatives. Don't take this the wrong way, conservatives who may be listening. But I think of you guys as being a little less creative.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Nope. Maybe they're not doing the strangers. They're like, I know you're not really a stranger.
Just give me the stripper.
Give me the stripper. Here's 10 bucks.
Give me the steak. Uh-huh. You know what I thought of? Skin should do. They could do. They have like color-coded condoms. And you don't tell your partner if you're a Democrat or a Republican until after sex. And you pull out and they see if it's a red condom or a blue condom. And they're like, oh, you're a Democrat? I had no idea.
And right?
It's a color-coded condom. That'd be fun.
I like the alliteration.
And you don't see it. Color-coded condom? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but thank you for that.
I can't believe a Republican was just inside of me. Get out.
I know. Yeah, exactly. It happens. Independents are most likely to be bisexual and bipartisan. We get it. Sometimes you just can't choose a side.
Right.
Think outside the ballot box. Being conservative doesn't mean you're not adventurous. More Republicans and Democrats reported having sex in place outside the bedroom. Hmm. Would you have thought that?
Farms.
Pool, plane, car, park, car, and church.
Church?
Would you?
Dirty Republicans banging in church.
Well, you know, sometimes you hear these stories
what
about
the world?
Ones who are
I actually
more
got
conservative.
A little action in a church parking lot once, and I'm not a religious person at all, but I felt awful.
I feel awful
it.
Now.
Yeah.
That just feels wrong.
It felt very wrong.
Although we used to hook up at like bar mitzvahs and stuff in the temple. No, when I was 13, I didn't. But like, I'm trying to think if I did anything bad at the
temple.
What about
cemetery? Ever do anything in the
cemetery? No. That doesn't interest me at all.
No.
Death and sex.
Yeah, weird.
I'm trying to think if I did. No, it doesn't matter. Religious stuff, no. I lose my boner if I could get one.
Evidently, Republicans are banging in the churches.
They're banging in the churches. So one night, only 64% of sexually active millennial Democrats have had a one-night stand compared to 56% of sexually active millennial Republicans.
Wait, what was the
true
percentage there?
64
Who had more?
Democrats,
56.
I don't know. The size of your election. 33% of Democrats, Republicans, and independents report having an above average size penis.
One third.
Overcompensating for tiny hands isn't limited to one party.
I get it because of Mark Rubio. Mm-hmm.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump and Rubio were going back and forth on penis
about their
size.
Hands, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time in America.
I'm going to be hung up on this Republicans banging in churches thing.
I guess
they spend so much time in church as it is. It's just a matter of
time,
right?
Like, might as well
just
have sex right now outside the church. But you know what? Speaking of sex in the news stories that kind of like stick with me. Mm. I know you have one too. The Swedish.
Yeah, the Swedish eye contact masturbation got off scot-free.
Because
he wasn't
didn't make eye contact
making eye contact as he beat off at a public beach.
Well, we had one a few weeks ago about how dirty, this is like everyone knows this, but for some reason reading about like the dirtiest places, like the bathrooms on airplanes. Yeah. So I've been flying a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And I'm not usually one of these like anal, like after like everything. I mean, I wash my hands, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm literally in there, like my holding my breath. I paper the whole walls in toilet paper. I don't touch anything.
What? You paper the walls?
I like put paper down everywhere and then I leave the bathroom.
Like,
the
You're
whole
like
airplane is so dirty.
Crazy prisoner. It's like
because I feel like, but I didn't get sick.
Okay.
So I feel like that grossed me out. But
the idea of people banging in there?
Just no, it wasn't. I don't even know if it was a sex in the newspaper about the dirtiest places to have sex, and then just talked about all the like that is the dirtiest.
It is,
and then I've been flying so much lately.
The airplane bathroom
just
is the
felt
dirtiest.
Dirty by going to the bathroom, yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't do that.
I would think like in the back of a garbage truck would be dirtier.
Yeah, but people don't do that often. Okay, to wrap up our story here about Republicans, Democrats, and sex. There's one thing we can all agree on. Millennial Democrats, Republicans, and independents all say their top qualities in a partner are being attractive, playful, and funny. We all say that, don't we?
Well, yeah.
Duh. Yeah. See, we're all like.
Yeah, we're all like. We all like things that are attractive. All right.
And funny. Hmm. Okay. Now we're going to give a little shout out to our sponsors. Thank you, everybody, for supporting our sponsors and supporting us and the show. We love you. We'll be right back. My friends at Joe recently asked me which of their products was my favorite. Obviously, that's really hard to say. They have so many options. I mean, am I supposed to pick the organic? I mean, I like that, the silicone, the flavored. So they're watching me struggle to pick just one. And then they interrupted and said, okay, Emily, if you could make your ideal lube, what would it be? Well, what a question. But then it got intense. They said they would actually make it. That's right. They would make a lube that I want. This is literally a dream come true for me. So I said yes, but on one condition. They had to consider your input as well. So here's the deal. I need you to help me create my dream lube. To be a part of my dream team, go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube and take our short survey. With your input, Joe will create the next great lube in their amazing lineup. To sweeten the deal, Joe is giving away prize packages to 10 lucky participants. I know you're thinking, but Emily, that's going to take a while and I need lube now. No problem, hot pants. Go to my store on sexwithemily.com and shop the entire Joe collection, including the amazing Natural Love USDA Certified Organic Family. Couldn't be any easier. Buy Joe lube for now. Take the survey to create my dream lube for later. It's all on sexwithemily.com right now. Okay, Anderson, I'm excited. This is the first show we've got calls set up.
I know. I miss calls so much. I miss the calls from the Love Line days.
And actually, Drew was on the show a few weeks ago, and he's like, this is fun. You got to take calls.
I'm glad. You know what? This reminds me. What? The Basically Bell that you got for Mike and Drew back on Love Line days, the infamous, like, famous Basically Bell. I have it. You got it for them. I have it.
It says Ring Bell for Sex.
And that is going to be up for grabs to a random person who donates to groupersthemovie.com. The actual bell.
You can put it in a Basically Bell?
Yeah, it's like a conversation piece. It's an actual piece of history.
It is the piece of
history. Right now, if you go to groupersthemovie.com, that is, and you contribute anything, you will be in the drawing to win that.
I'm going to throw in a used vibrator with that, too.
No used vibrators, but the Basically Bell is up for grabs for Loveline listeners.
You said we hated the Basically Bell for
every time
just
I hear
now?
Basically, I hear ding. I still do.
Okay, that's a good one. Hmm. All right, we have our first call. We've got Kelsey, 21, from California, and she wants to know when to take up Manatorium, which is a coin that I turned a while ago when I was going to give up men for a while and take a break. I did turn the coin. Okay, so after getting out of an unsatisfactory relationship, a friend suggested that Kelsey takes a break from guys as a sexual cleanse for the fall semester, and she wants to know if it works and how to get through it. Hey, Kelsey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
So tell me about this sexual cleanse.
Basically, I was riding in the car with my friend. She was like, because after I broke with my boyfriend, I did the Tinder thing for a little bit, and that just was a disaster.
Right.
So,
how many times did you have sex, though, before you realized it was a disaster on Tinder?
Oh, five?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Anderson. That's Anderson, by the way. Okay, so you went out with a bunch of guys on Tinder, you're driving with your friend, and you're like, you know what, Tinder kind of sucks, and she's like, take a sexual
cleanse. Yeah, so she was like, why don't you just, like, she was like, you just got out of a 3-year relationship. Like, why don't you just take a break and kind of figure out, like, because I was, like, 18 at the time and now I'm 22. And so she's like, that's a big change. Why don't you just take a break and kind of figure out what the new plan is? So since I moved from Southern California to Northern California, she said, why don't you take this first semester at your new school as just a break to just work on just you and, like, not only not date anyone, but avidly say no to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I can do it. And she's like, okay. So we have a 16-week bet, and now we're on week 7. And yeah.
How's it going?
It's hard. It's hard when I go home and visit people. Like here, I don't know anyone, but when I go to Southern California, it's like all the old, like, flames come back, kind of.
Right. Okay.
So, that's hard.
Well, okay. So, you know, I don't know if you, I didn't, you're originally, I don't know if you talk about the Manatorium, but I actually did this a few years ago, and I said I'm going to take a break from men because I felt like it was just getting unhealthy and I was going from guy to guy. And so I wanted to make sure that you, so did this sound like the right thing to you? Like, are you, I agree that after 3 years in a relationship, and you're 18 to 21, those are really young formative years. And it's great to just kind of take a break and take some time to get to know yourself out of a relationship. So I think that's good advice. But to completely, you know, how does it feel for you to not be dating anybody else at all? Like to not be dating and not, I mean, is not dating part of this?
Yeah, not dating is part of it too. Yeah. Well, right now I kind of feel like it's making me a little bit more lonely than I normally would be in a new place because I could like go out and date and like get to know people that way. And so now it's kind of like I have to focus on like just friendships and not so much as like having like that person.
Right. I get that. See, here's the thing. I think it's, see, my advice would be I'm all for like just dating. I get Tinder can be like when you first go on Tinder and it's like all those people and you get frustrated and they're just not calling you back or you're having sex with them. That could be a bit much. But I think that maybe there's a happy medium here where you could go on dates with people and you could still meet people and you could just like maybe not get into a relationship and like kind of take sex off the table. Because I agree, if you're in a new city, new town, and your first freshman year of college, or no, you're 21. So
a junior. Yeah.
Junior college. I mean, it's like, so I feel like, what'd you say?
Yeah. Guys love that.
What?
When they take sex off the table, they love
it. No, but you don't have to say that. I'm just saying that you could just kind of say, you know what? I'm not going to sleep with someone right away. So maybe for you, that might be just like, you don't tell them on the first date, like I'm not sleeping with anybody. I'm saying in your brain, you can just be like, you know what? I'm just going to date few people right now and not get into a whole like serious relationship again. I think there's kind of a happy medium if you're feeling lonely at school. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a better idea.
Yeah.
Like instead of isolating myself from men in general, just kind of taking it easy and slow.
Because it just doesn't seem healthy to me. I mean, I get it. Your friend wants to be helpful. Maybe at the time you were like, God damn it, these Tinder and these men. But I feel like, you know, new town, you want to meet men and women. Like, why take men off the table, right? It's like 50% of our culture there. You got to meet some people, make some friends. What do you think, Anderson? Why are you laughing?
Because, yeah, you can't just take men off because it's half the population.
It is half the population. And, like, friends. I have a lot of really good guy friends that I've met in college that I did not sleep with. Some I did. They still became my friends. But the point is, I feel like you're putting a lot of restrictions on yourself and you're in a new town.
Do you think you can actually go out on dates and see guys and not have sex? Or are you going to be too tempted? Is it going to be too tough to keep that going?
I think I can. It's hard when I feel like that's all the guy wants. So that's, like, I guess it's a good way to weed things out or weed guys out when I'm like, no, that's not happening.
And I think if you were to date like four or maybe like, you know, a couple, two, three guys at the same time, just keep it completely not platonic, but like not be thinking about sex and not be thinking about the next move and be clear with them and you'll weed out the bad guys for sure. And I think you might actually be able to focus a little bit more on things that are probably as important as sex that you might not be able to focus on if sex is always at the end of the date. Right?
Yeah.
And Kelsey.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think, Kelsey, that you also don't want to put too much pressure on yourself either. Like, if you do sleep with someone, that's fine. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not, like, a sex addict. You haven't hurt anybody. Like, you know what I mean? It's fine. So I think go a little easy on yourself. But I think it's great that this is in your consciousness right now, that you know that you don't want to jump into anything and just, you know, have some fun and go easy on it. And, yeah, don't jump into anything right now. You're good.
Have you noticed that since you've been doing this, you're 6 weeks in, right?
Seven. Yeah.
Congratulations. Have you been looking at porn more often or being with yourself more often since you started this moratorium?
Yeah. My friend handed me a vibrator when she was like, we're doing this for 16 weeks. And I was like, okay. So, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to knock masturbation at all. But I don't know. This friend, she's got it. I don't know. I just don't like that she's the one who's putting this down if it doesn't feel great to you.
That's what girls do. Like, they get together and
they masturbate.
There's a Seinfeld episode all about this. It's great. Except it was about masturbation.
They didn't
even let themselves masturbate.
So, Kelsey, just be a little kinder to yourself. And I think it's important just to go out and make some friends and just get to know guys. Okay? Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be helpful in a new city.
Yeah.
New town.
Well, enjoy the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for your advice.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
She wanted to say something. I could tell.
Bye.
Oh, did you want to say something, Kelsey?
She had something else.
Oh.
Nope. Just thanks for calling me and giving me this advice, Anderson and Emily.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kelsey.
Hang out in the gay section. It'll be easier for you to not bang.
Yeah, Midtown.
Yeah, exactly. Go easy on yourself. Okay. Bye, Kelsey.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Nice. Is that your first call in a long time, right?
That first call, yeah.
So that was a success.
That was a success.
First call in the new studios.
I know. I'm very excited. This is happening. And so people, we have a new, I think we We have a way you can do it on the...
Yeah, how do if people want to be a part of the program, how do they do
that? They go to the Ask Emily tab on the website, and then there's a when you send in your emails, because you know we get hundreds of emails a day, you could just tick the button that says, yes, I'd like to call into the show.
I'd like to be a part of the program.
I'd like to be a part of the program. And for years, I've been wanting this to happen consistently.
It's a great question, too. I like the idea. Maybe it's because I'm a married guy, and I'm not out there playing the field anymore, and I know it's a selfish... selfish of me, but I like the idea of a young girl not having sex in the city.
I know.
I like that.
I like
16 weeks of clean.
I like that too, but I didn't like that her friend, it sounded like it was a lot of her friend and the pressure of the friend getting mad at her. And so I liked happy medium with
Her friend was like, we're doing this.
And
how quickly does that relationship end when she finds out that her friend is banging left and right?
I just think that when you do these kind of things, you have to do it. Sometimes it's good to be held accountable by a friend, but being in a new city, it can be lonely.
The way that she said it too, the way that she set it up is like her friend comes in and says, we're doing this. Here's a vibrator.
I didn't like
That's
that.
It.
I didn't like that. But you know, I did a manatorium. I kind of alluded to that, but I did call it a manatorium, and it was probably about 6 years ago, and it was while I was doing the show, and I was just going from guy to guy to guy.
Right.
And I just felt like I'm going to do, I think it was 6 months.
Time.
No man, no dating. Yeah. And it was actually, it was healthy, but I was a different phase of my life.
Did you miss the ween?
No.
You didn't? What? That was pretty quick, Em.
I
believe that. You didn't miss that dick too much.
It wasn't even that I was like sleeping around so much. It was that I'd been in like a lot of intense relationships and
emotionally drained.
Instead of taking your own advice, I really had always been in a relationship since I was like 16.
Right.
And I thought,
not anymore.
Take a little break. And I did learn.
Did that break the cycle for you?
What?
When you took that break?
Yeah, it did. And I haven't dated since I was 10. No. it just made me realize that like, because like she was saying it, when you're used to being with someone, your brain kind of has, you know, you loop to like, you know, friends, food, eating, work, school, boy, girl, sex, boyfriend. And when you don't have that, you realize that it's so consuming.
Yeah, even if you know...
And I wasn't working on myself.
Like I was saying to her, like if you know it's off the table for yourself, you're not, you know, you're going to be able to focus on other things. He doesn't even have to know necessarily. You just know that that's not an option for you. And it's going to help you, I think, focus. I know that I would be so much more clear-headed if I went into like dating thinking, all right, this is not going to end tonight in sex. It's not going to.
Right.
Instead of... Because you know when a guy goes out with you...
Like, that's all he's thinking.
About once every 20, 30 seconds, he's thinking, all right, so is that a good move? Are we getting closer?
Especially guys in their 20s. Yeah. Well, I think always, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take another call.
Call time.
All right, our next call is Sydney. She's 21. She lives in New York, and she wants to know how long to wait before having sex. She's looking for advice on new relationships. Should you wait to see if there's a spark before jumping into bed? And if so, how long should you wait? Okay. Hey, Sydney.
Hi, Emily. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. This is our first call show, so I'm excited that you're on. And I'm here with Anderson.
Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Anderson.
This is exciting. So, okay, so I just gave a little synopsis. So did you want to add anything to that?
No, I think I pretty much covered what I wanted to talk about.
Okay. So you want to know how long to wait before having sex. I feel like... okay, so there's a lot of different schools of thought around this, but I think that there's no harm in waiting to have sex.
Right.
I understand when you first meet someone, the sparks can be flying, but oftentimes we sleep with people way too quickly, and then we get attached to the sex, and then we can't see like the red flags waving in the distance or whatever, you know, going on. And I feel like when you jump right into sex, it just kind of can take away some of the getting to know each other and the buildup and the excitement. And a lot of times waiting to have sex is like the best part. Not the best part, but it's like really, I think it is. The anticipation can be very exciting when you're meeting someone new. So I think, I think it's best to wait as long as feels right to you. But again, I don't believe also that there's rules. Like, you know, a lot of people sleep with people on the first date, but that's great too. I think if you want to know, typically, I think it's great to wait until you know someone a little bit.
Okay, I usually get bored around the 3 month mark, so I was wondering if there was a way to tell maybe if you can wait it out before you actually sleep with them, or sleep with them and then see what happens afterwards.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying you wait 3 months?
She goes 3 months without having sex?
Wow, Sydney, that's great. You wait 3 months.
Yes. Yes.
Are you dating priests?
No, what? I am not.
I think that 3 months, I mean, I think that then, okay. So there are some schools of thought that do say, wait 3 months or wait until you're committed. I think that 3 months, how often have you been seeing these people? Like, how many dates would you say?
Maybe once a week, twice a week.
Yeah. And is it typically like there is a spark, but you're waiting for like, that's just a reason to, for more days to go by? Or is it that you, why are you typically waiting, you think?
I think I'm just I'm one of those people who's extraordinarily picky. So if I see something that doesn't sit right with me, I wait to see if something else just like that's going to happen.
So this is a different scenario.
She's sitting around waiting for him to screw up.
You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Yeah. So now I'm thinking that you are maybe waiting too long to have sex. I'm not sure how you... So
how is that working with the guys? Are they giving you guff? Are they giving you grief? Or are they trying to make moves on you? Is it causing any issues that way?
Yes, it is kind of causing some issues with some people. With other people, they kind of don't care.
Yeah, okay, so what's going to happen, Emily, is when Sydney finally ends up with a guy, she's probably going to find a guy who has a very low sex drive who can deal with this.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you, I mean, do you get intimate with them? Do you have like, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so you hope to do everything but sex.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I think you, even by then, though, you could probably tell if you like them or not. But I'm curious why you're looking for all these, you know, you're assuming that everyone's going to
screw up.
Yeah. I don't know why I look for it. I really don't know. I mean, I wish I could answer that one.
Have you always been like that, Sydney?
Yes.
I feel like there's probably something from her earlier
years.
From
childhood, your parents. Are your parents still together?
No, my parents have been divorced. A very long time.
Right.
Did you like catch your dad cheating on your mom or something like that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah. I mean,
so it's trust issues that she probably has to work out because she doesn't. I feel like if I was a girl, Sydney, I would totally wait a very long time before I let a man enter me. So I can. Emily, I think that you. It's a much different thing for a lady to allow a guy. So it sounds like that's something you need to work out with a little therapy.
Yeah. I mean, Sydney, have you been in a serious relationship before?
Yes.
Okay. Like, how long of a relationship?
Almost 2 years.
Did he cheat?
I didn't.
Did
he cheat? I don't believe so.
Okay. But she doesn't totally trust that guy.
Yeah, see, I feel like there's some other...
I don't think she can totally trust anybody.
Here's the thing. You're 21 years old?
29.
You're 29. Because you just sound like more of a mature woman. I can just tell. So I think that, therapy. I'm telling you, Sydney, these we all have patterns in relationships. Our parents, they do the best they can. What happens in our early relationships in life, they form who we are. And if you realize this pattern's happening, you're dating guys and it's taken long, it's not even about how long you're waiting. I think it's about the stuff that you're feeling about any new guy. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. Have you been in therapy before?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so
you've talked about this stuff and it's come up?
Oh, it's come up plenty of times. We're still kind of fishing through it.
Can I just say this? So I have friends of mine, actually somebody, I'm not going to name names, but a very, very close person in my life has given up on relationships entirely because he did not like being hurt the one time that his heart was broken, and he decided, no more for me. And he's alone now. He's probably going to be alone for the rest of his life, and it's tragic, and I'm very sad for him, and I wish I could help him. And it sounds like you're kind of on the same path, but you're doing better than my friend is because you're actually out there and dating people, but you're really, really worried about getting hurt. And that's something that you have to work on.
Right. And part of being close to someone is learning to be vulnerable. And you're going to get hurt. But it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders and that you are, like, you know, you're dating good people. They're not being abusive towards you. And you're actually the one who's deciding that you don't want to be with them. So I would say that maybe you have to open up a little bit and let yourself become vulnerable. Not all relationships are going to be perfect.
And you're going to
get hurt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're all going to get hurt.
So thanks, Sydney. Keep us posted how it goes. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
But 3 months is too long for
most
people.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Em, you ever been in a relationship that went 3 months before sex? No.
I've not waited 3 months.
I was in one 6 months once.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
She was just like my best friend. And then I realized one day I'm like, oh my God, I'm attracted to her. It was weird.
That happens, right? That you just turn around and
get attracted. It's rare. But yeah, it happened to me once.
Well, the first time I had sex was ever, lost my virginity, if you will, on the infamous waterbed. I waited 11 months, but that was my first time.
Yeah,
so that's not that weird, right?
You had waited like 17 years.
I waited 17 years and 11 months. But since then, no. If I'm dating someone.
You just had to get in that pre-adult sex.
Yeah, exactly.
You had 1 month to spare.
3 months, I think, these days. I mean, that's a long time.
How old was the guy?
He was a year old. He was 18.
It's illegal. It's illegal, Em.
Oh, dude. You sound like Dr. Drew. It's fine. Okay, so that was fun with the calls.
Yeah, I love the calls. We're working on the logistics here, but
it's our first time. So, and then eventually, what I'd love to do is just have a time of day every week we announce on our social media or something that will let people know when they can call in.
Fantastic.
Be free for all. Okay, so let's get to an email.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Morse. Got a quick question regarding online dating. I know girls get lots of messages, so what can we do to make our messages stand out? What are some good conversation starters to get the ball rolling? Thanks, Pav. This is a great question, Anderson, because as you know, I have dated online, and if a guy just says to me, you know, you get bombarded by a lot of messages. So if a guy just says, hey, or you look hot,
right.
I'm done. I'm out. Like, I'm not going to answer because I get matches and things. So I think you have to stick out from the crowd and you have to say something clever. And I'm not, you don't have to be like some the comedian, something that thing. You have to be like, oh, I got to tell a joke.
Yeah.
Be yourself, read her profile and make up some kind of like, okay, can I, maybe I can't pay my phone. Somebody, I'm going to read you a good first message.
Do you like
blowjobs? It's like being a good texter. You know what I mean? Like, it's like
be engaging and
be engaging. Yeah. Say something. I can show you a bad one and a good one. I haven't opened my Tinder in a while. This will be fun. Let's see what's going on.
With something that elicits a response too, so that the conversation continues.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't just say glad we matched. Hope you're having a great Saturday.
Yeah.
Like no, that's
there
not going to do
it. There should be a question mark somewhere in your response.
Right. Ask a question and maybe later link Spotify. Okay, this is my Tinder. Who did I respond to? So there's a lot I didn't respond to. And let's see who I chatted with here. Like you were like, how's your weekend? Mine was too short. Okay. I mean, maybe that would respond to that guy, but
yeah.
God, a lot of them get deleted. Okay. First message. I am kind of picky. Honestly, I can't find him at this moment. I would say is that you're reading her profile and she says something like, you know, whatever. I just moved to LA and I like horseback riding and I work in public relations. No, you could say something like, you know, I once fell off a horse. So maybe you could,
don't lie though.
If you did fall off a horse,
right.
If you have a story about a horse, about PR, like make a joke, be personable, just show that you read her profile. It can be one sentence, but don't just say you look hot. Glad we matched. Happy Sunday.
Do you ride
ask a
bareback?
Question? Yeah. You know, ask a question and just be clever. Don't compliment her looks. Like that's pretty easy. Like some good conversations to get the ball rolling. I mean, it's kind of like it's tough. You don't want to be like, what do you do for fun?
Right. As a lady though, as a female, Emily.
That's the other app that
would
I use
you be phone. You use dozens. Would you be a little creeped out if like let's say they asked lots of very specific questions that made you think that they'd researched you first? Would that creep you out, or does it depend on what he looks like?
I think everybody researches everybody, and in fact, I've had these.
If he was like talking about your hometown and what you do for a living, and all this stuff from a person you don't know, would that freak you out?
Well, here's the thing: I mentioned that I went to Michigan, and so he's like, "Hey, go Blue!" I was always a Spartans fan, and I was like, "Okay,
that's a connection."
No, but to me, that was a message that I answered. Yeah. Thank you for saying that, and I was like, "Yeah, okay, go Blue."
But don't go overboard with it, with you know, talking about her elementary school and.
Yeah. Exactly. And so this guy,
don't ask how many people she slept with. That's a bad one.
No, don't ask who she slept with. And this guy just said, hello there.
That's no good.
No, that was no good. Obviously,
he thinks his picture is going to take him a long way. What does picture look like? Hello there. I bet you if you did a study, there'd be a graph and it shows you like the better looking the person is, the more boring their responses are. I bet you.
Say this, how if they're
the
good
better
looking
they are, I bet the lazier they are with.
That's like that theory if I like wimp hot women in bed or hot guys in bed don't feel like they do any work.
Dude, you see models walking around, like they just look boring. They don't have to offer anything up because they're hot.
I don't know. I think you still got to offer things up. Okay, so this guy said to me, and I messaged him. He said, according to this ridiculous app, we find each other reasonably attractive. So I thought I'd drop a note to say hi because I'm a giver like that. You're welcome.
That's a cut and paste job. That guy's...
I don't know. Just, I answered it.
He's spreading that. I can tell you that's a cut and paste job.
Well, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this guy said, how was your weekend? Mine was too short. Smiley face. I didn't answer him. But again...
Like your dick.
That wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're beautiful. Do you live in Chicago? I think I was in Chicago. Like, no, I didn't answer that one. Uh-huh. So be clever.
He was looking
smart.
For a little road tale.
I would think I was in Chicago. I was like, hey, maybe. Maybe I was looking for road tale.
They have an app for that, right? Like where it's just like you're on vacation
and
you
hook
up.
It geolocates you wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Like I used it when I was in somewhere, Mexico. Right. I didn't use it in Germany.
You used it in Mexico, you dirty, dirty person.
No, I was showing someone in Mexico how it worked. I didn't actually use it, but I got matched with a bunch of people in Mexico, which was... really a good time.
You close the app, you turn around, there's just like 10 dudes waiting.
Like, exactly.
They somehow find where you are.
Exactly. Okay, we get another email.
Let's do it.
Hey, Emily, I listen on Dog Catcher podcast player for Android.
What?
Did you know that?
I've never heard of that.
Me neither. For over 6 years, he's been listening.
Dog Catcher?
Yeah. I love it. I'm glad that you found a way to listen.
I don't like actual dog catchers. They're mean to dogs.
No.
Yeah, leave those dogs alone.
My wife and I have decided to divorce. I'm a semi-athletic 49-year-old who will be starting over and want to make few mistakes. What would you say?
But he wants to make a few mistakes?
He doesn't want to make mistakes anymore. What would you say are the top things to do or not to do other than no head pushing?
What? Oh, like with the oral?
Yeah. Don't push. Oral. And not rushing at anything. Thanks. I look forward to what you, Menace, and or Anderson have to say.
And or. I don't think that came second.
I knew you were not going to like the and or. Mike, Pennsylvania, 49. Okay, so starting over.
Go yellow.
He's talking about sex.
Yeah, what's he? Is he talking?
What?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe like what the ladies like these days because he's been out of the game for a while.
Well, yeah, I would say. Well, but he's going to be dating women who are like hopefully in his, I don't know, not hopefully, whatever you're going to be dating. But dating is a lot different now.
Teens.
I mean, it's texting, teens, no, illegal. I don't know how much sex has changed, but if you didn't, in your marriage of 6 years, you know, you always want to go slow. You want to pay attention to what she wants. You don't want to rush sex.
Right.
So, foreplay is always really important. I'm sure if you've been listening to this, you've been listening for 6 years. Okay, so I think he wants, you got my sex tips, Mike. I feel like you maybe want some dating tips about how to get back into it. And we did a great show. People really responded to it called like Dating After Divorce. Mm-hmm. I think it was called that, like just like that. And it gave a lot of great tips. But I think you just want to, you want to make a few mistakes. First of all, that's your first mistake, saying that you want to make a few mistakes because you're going to, whatever you deem a mistake.
So he did say he wants to make mistakes.
He wants to make few mistakes.
Few mistakes.
So you're going to make mistakes.
Yeah. You're going to make mistakes. That's good
in
that he's
life,
owning that.
Make
and
mistakes.
He knows it. Yeah.
No, he wants to, but he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to make up too many, but he knows he's going to make, he wants to make as few as possible. But you're
right,
going to make
right,
some
right,
mistakes.
You got it. Okay. So I think, I mean, honestly, you want to just, I say date as many people as you can right now, because I think that what happens a lot of times when you were in a relationship, and what we tend to do is we tend to heal our past relationships in our current relationship. So let's say you decided to, you know, you guys are getting divorced because your wife was an introvert and didn't like to go out.
Right.
So you might start dating someone who has all these parties and all these friends and you think she's the best and she's the one. We overcompensate in our current and our past. So I would just be careful for that because you've been mindful of that because you've been craving some things that are missing. So I would say that you should
great
just
advice.
Start, thank you. I think that you should take your time getting to know people. And I do think that the tides are turning a little bit. It's changing that people are looking to be a little more open and not commit right away.
Right.
And to date several people at once is okay. And it's okay to let people know that it takes you a while to get to know someone and you're not looking to settle down right away. And I think that women really appreciate the honesty. Because I think this whole notion that you should date someone three times and lock them down is sort of like
old-fashioned,
really old-fashioned. Because what we're saying essentially is a lot of times it is, I'm using stereotype here, but women a lot of times say, "Well, we're going to have sex, or I want to make sure that we are committed." It's almost like saying, "I don't really know you well enough. We might have had sex or gone out a few times, but I want to lock you down so you don't sleep with anyone else. I don't sleep with anyone else. And then we can figure out if we like each other."
Right.
Which to me seems like
time wasted.
Why not date several people at once? Get to know them. And some people can't. I'm not saying you just sleep with everybody, but go out several dates and not rush into it and get to really know people and get to know yourself again, Mike, because you've probably changed a lot. So,
yeah, I was going to say, you should use this time to work on yourself too, because I'm sure that you were part of the reason why the divorce happened. I don't think it was all her fault or all your fault, but you probably brought some bad things into that relationship, and try and figure out what those were about yourself and improve them for your future relationships.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that everybody's got to do work after relationships.
And then I also have a business model for you. I felt like this should be something that exists for years and years and years, and Mike would be a perfect applicant for this.
Okay.
A re-bachelor party. People that get divorced, they go to have a re-bachelor party where they have all of their friends and they go out to strip joints and they learn from people like you about like the new like dating, what to do. They re-acclimate them back into the dating population.
Yeah.
Re-bachelor party.
Like a divorce boot camp kind of thing.
Because you don't need a bachelor party when you're about to get married. I mean, you're in love and you got the wedding to worry about. It's kind of bachelor parties are old-fashioned. But nowadays, especially with so many people breaking up.
Re-bachelor
party.
I'll start throwing them in Vegas or something.
Yes.
Okay, thank
Please
you for
invent
that business
that.
Model. It's already invented. If anyone wants it, email
and
me.
I hope I never have to use it.
Dude, you won't. You're having a baby. Okay, we've got another email. Hi, Emily. So I was on a trip abroad solo having the best time by myself, and I meet an awesome guy. We hang out, we have the best time, and then we have sex. All seemed good to me, but then afterwards, he was saying he didn't really like the noises I made. Honestly, I wasn't being noisy at all, just simply letting what came naturally happen. He said he thought it sounded like I was faking it. I'm a bit confused because most of the guys I've been with really enjoyed hearing me enjoy and actually want more noise, more auditory validation. So what's the deal on making noises? I don't really care either way, but I would love to hear your take on this. Thanks so much. Love your perspectives. Kayla, age 24. God, I'm glad you wrote, Kayla.
Kayla,
keep on moaning.
Douche.
This guy's a douchebag. Keep making your noises. I'm so glad that you emailed me because these are the kind of things, Anderson, that happen to people in bed and forever on should be like mute.
It would be rude if they had been dating for 3 years and he said that. The fact that it was after the first time they had sex and he has the balls to say that, he's just kind of a dick.
At least you know that
and he's insecure.
Yeah, he's insecure. And who knows? Maybe she's on a trip abroad. Maybe he's from a country where they don't make a lot of noises. We don't
maybe
have to say he's a douchebag.
Heard.
We don't know what it is. His what?
His mom might have heard. Maybe it's happening at home.
I don't know, but there are some right. That's true.
I mean, you know what? In fairness to him, if that was the case, he has every right to say, "Hey, could you not be so loud next time?" What was with that? Mom was next door.
Or maybe he didn't. Here's the thing: we don't judge.
We're trying not to judge, but this guy sounds like a dick.
No, the only reason why I said douchebag is because I just don't like that he shamed you and made you feel bad for making noises. Because again, these are the kind of things. Same with guys. One time they get their penis laughed at. They get criticized for something they do and they never do it again. We all get stuck. So you're right, Kayla, that mostly from what I hear from men is that the more auditory validation, the better. And if it feels good to you, the truth is the more noises we make sometimes, women, it's because like sex feels good. It can help us enhance orgasm.
It's a form of communication too. Letting the guy know what that you're doing it right.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Keep doing that.
Yes, keep doing that, Kayla. My take on this is like keep on keeping on. Some guys might not like it, but guess what? Those aren't the guys for me. If I was with a guy who didn't like talking loud or loud noises, apparently I am loud in bed.
There's something a little bit off with this guy that he would have the nerve to actually call you on that.
Maybe he had a lot of experiences, or he thought she was faking it too. So maybe he watches.
Insecure.
Who knows? This is not about you, Kayla, at all. And I would just pretend this didn't. You know,
I do wish all people had volume.
Thank you for your feedback.
I'd love to be able to just turn people up and down. As
you
I
would
like.
Turn everyone down.
I would turn most people down. A lot of people would be turned right down. Yes.
Oh, okay. I think that's all we got time for. Did we say everything we needed to say? This was exciting with the calls. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out and for calling in and let us know if you would like to call. And
you're saving America. You're saving the world one orgasm at a time, man.
That was my first business card.
I know.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it the world?
Saving the world one orgasm at a time. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like everything was like saving the world. This and that, like one child at a time.
Right.
Anyway, so I am saving, but still, I should bring it back.
Get those intertwined.
Kind of retro, right. Bring it back. Okay. Thanks, Anderson. Good luck with the baby.
Thanks,
good luck with the film.
Thank you. Yes, groupersthemovie.com. And just a simple follow, takes about 30 seconds, would be huge. And I promise I don't spam you, but it'd be great if we could unlock that gift box, the filmmaker's gift box.
Yeah, do that.
Followers.
And come have brunch with us.
Thanks.
We're
yeah, and come
time.
Have brunch. It's going to be a really good time.
And thank you, everybody, for following us on all social media. We appreciate it. It's all at sexwithemily and facebook.com/withemily and subscribing to the show and our newsletter. And it's all on the website, sexwithemily.com.
She gives great email.
I do. Never been criticized for my email. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I just returned from an amazing trip to Europe where I had the honor of helping to launch the latest innovation for my good friends at WeVibe, the all-new Sync. And let me tell you, it was the buzz of the show. Get it? The buzz of the show? Okay, anyway. The Sync is the latest evolution of the WeVibe, the world's best couples toy. For those that aren't familiar, let me back up. Okay, the original WeVibe is a C-shaped toy that women actually wear during intercourse, so both partners can enjoy the vibrations. It provides clitoral and G-spot stimulation at the same time and connects to a smartphone app. No hands necessary. The new Sync keeps the familiar C shape and also shares the dual motors and multiple functions of the earlier models, but adds some great new features that will blow your mind. First up, those dual motors, even more powerful.
The new remote now provides full control over the vibration intensity and pattern. And get this, the free WeConnect smartphone app has been updated to allow real-time pattern changes and more. Meaning, you just drag your fingers to control the vibrator as you're using it. It's so easy. But the biggest innovation is the Sync's ability to adjust and lock into position. Meaning, one size truly fits all. I mean, it will hit all your hotspots. If you haven't tried a WeVibe before, you need to try the new Sync. I mean, trust me, you will love it, and you can thank me later. To order yours today, simply click on the Sync banner on my website or visit WeVibe. That's WEVIBE.com and use code Emily at checkout. We've been talking about it for weeks now. Even if it's not something you're into, the goal is to help open your mind to exploring new things. Which brings me to my male listeners. The whole anal thing can be exploration for you as well. A great way to start this journey is with the Black Pearl from Vibratex. The Black Pearl is a slender, vibrating prostate massager that is sized and shaped to be the perfect introduction to backdoor play for you. Prostate stimulation can be incredibly satisfying. It may even create stronger and more tense orgasms and help you stay harder longer. That's part of what makes the Black Pearl perfect for couples. You get the benefit of amazing orgasms, and your partner benefits from a harder erection, not to mention the excitement of adding a new toy to your routine. The Black Pearl features a slender shape, is USB rechargeable, and is made of 100% body-safe silicone. To see the Black Pearl or the video I made about it, go to Vibratex.com and search for Black Pearl. You won't regret it.